Moving on then, if we may, to the progress report on Kai Tak. Vincent?
Yes, thank you, Chairman. This will be a short one. We have a meeting on January 16. It was a very short agenda with only one item. We've talked about the Center of Excellence in Pediatrics at Kai Tak, which I would simply call this the Children's Hospital. Right? We are the Food and Health Bureau and the Hospital Authority, together with the Architectural Service Department, briefed the task force on this development, which is located at the south apron of the Kai Tak development. We have clear, well, I think generally we support this development and appreciate the project team's due considerations, given its location at the harbour front when formulating the concept design. Well, and the commission's comments were clearly communicated to the project team. It was concluded that, well, we are very concerned with the interface between the edge of the hospital and the harbour front. So all these interface issues should be clearly addressed in terms of achieving a welcoming atmosphere, diversity and permeability. And it should not be the back of house of the hospital fronting the harbour front. So we advise them the need to avoid placing unsightly elements, which is usual for a hospital, definitely not on the side facing the waterfront. And the task force will be further communicated with when the project proceeds into detailed design stage, and then we will further comment on the design. That's the end of my report. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you. Just one observation. I mean, it is a huge site. I think it's 300 metres. The edge, if you like, that faces onto the waterfront. So that interface is going to be key. And Vincent was very keen not to see was a hard edge building right up to the water, to the promenade all the way along. And I agree. Yeah. Thank you. All right. Then moving on. Sorry. Yes.
Actually, quite a bit of things happening in the colonies area. On the Hong Kong Task Force, we have received a report about the use of idle space by the Hong Kong Architectural Centre. In fact, at Kowloon East, there is now a long strip of idle space beneath the Kwun Tong Bypass. Okay. Well, in the past, not much attention has been put on this because we have this 900-metre public cargo works area. That's why there's no point to make use of the idle space underneath the Kwun Tong Bypass. Now that we have relocated all the cargo area, and this year we will start works on the phase two, which is another 650 meter of the Kwun Tong Promenade. It is very timely to also look at how we can make use of the adjacent idle space beneath the Kwun Tong Bypass. The Energizing Kowloon East Office, or used to be called the Kowloon East Development Office, but we now finally decided that it should be called the Energizing Kowloon East Office instead. It has already done something to the extent that the future office, actual office where my colleagues work, will be put underneath the Kwun Tong Bypass. We are building a site office underneath the Kwun Tong Bypass. Half of it will be offices, half of it will be public gallery with viewing platform and things like that. But to the east, I think, that to the east of this Energizing Kowloon East office, there is still plenty of idle space under the Kwun Tong Bypass. So I love to receive some ideas from the Kai Tak task force on what ideas you have about making use of it. It will suit our purpose because we want to bring more people into the area anyway. And also, whilst the promenades are being constructed, at least we could make use of some of the existing space for some activities. Ideas put to us, including what about putting some temporary structures for arts, for artists to work, for some bands, because it does not have any noise pollution problem at all. There's no residential in the area and so on and so on. So maybe at your next meeting, Vincent, I'll ask KK Ling to come over and take you through some of our plans. Our Energizing Kowloon's office is already works in progress, so we aim to officially open it in June this year. So it is going to be a lovely part of the promenade as well as the Kun Chong waterfront.
I think this is most welcome for the task force to provide opinion on that Energizing Kowloon's, particularly area under the flyover, which is, we understand that is very, very close to the waterfront, and it could combine to synergize something that is attractive. Okay, we'll further discuss on this. Thank you, Secretary.
Thank you. All right, moving on then, if we may.